and welcome to another podcast from Intrepid English. My name is Gemma, and I'm an English teacher here at Intrepid English. Today, I'm going to tell you about different words to use instead of nice. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. John Templeton. The word nice is possibly one of the most common and most frequently used words in English. And to be perfectly honest, it's one of my least favourite words. Why? Because English is a rich and diverse language, and there are many other different words you can use instead to be more specific and make your English more interesting. The word nice can even make your level of English sound lower than it actually is. So, what can you use instead to improve your fluency and level in English? If you're talking about the weather, why not use fine? The day we arrived was fine and warm. Pleasant. It was pleasant weather for a picnic. Lovely. Sunday was a lovely spring day. To talk about a person, use words like charming. He turned out to be a charming gentleman. Delightful. A delightful woman helped my grandmother on the bus. Kind. It was kind of you to invite me. Likeable. He seemed so likeable and friendly. To describe a meal, use appetizing. Something smells appetizing. Delicious. Strawberry jam, cream and scones is simply delicious. Scrumptious. That cake looks absolutely scrumptious. Tasty. Thank you for the very tasty meal. For talking about things such as clothes, try using beautiful. The coat in the window was beautiful but very expensive. Elegant. I thought your mum looked very elegant at your wedding. Smart. She looked very smart for her interview. So next time you are about to describe something in English, try and use one of the adjectives above instead of boring nice. You can check out our blog for a video on all of the adjectives above to make learning them easier. If you have any questions on grammar, pronunciation, or vocabulary points in English, check out our Ask Us Anything playlist. Of course, you can also book a trial lesson and ask us anything directly. This content was written by Intrepid English teacher Kate R. and recorded by Gemma. You can find out more about us on our Intrepid English teacher profile pages. If you have any questions or you would like to request a topic for a future podcast, you can post it on any of our social media pages or email hello@intrepidenglish.co.uk. Thank you for listening and have a great day.